Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare in theaters and streaming. You can always expect dynamic visuals and plenty of breakneck action from filmmaker Zack Snyder. You can also expect his movies to be overblown, self-indulgent, and overlong. Army of the Dead is no exception. Dave Bautista stars in this grisly and bloody hybrid movie that plays like Ocean's 11 meets World War Z. After an alien spreads a zombie infection that infests Las Vegas, a ragtag group of thieves attempts to break into a casino vault and make off with a fortune before they become zombie food. The whole affair is silly, illogical, and lacks obligatory humor, but if 2.5 hours of visceral gore sounds appealing to you, then by all means, sign up for Army of the Dead. Toni Collette and Damian Lewis star in the heartfelt comic drama Dream Horse. It's a family-friendly true story about a small-town British grocery store worker who talks her fellow villagers into buying and raising a racehorse. The fact that no one involved had any experience in the field was only a minor deterrent. Yes, this feel-good crowd-pleaser is formulaic and totally predictable, but thanks to its veteran cast, genial good nature, and well-filmed race scenes, Dream Horse avoids becoming too saccharine. If you hear folks complain that they just don't make them like they used to, tell them that Dream Horse is an odds-on favorite. Glenn Close and Mila Kunis star in 4 Good Days, a drama now available to stream that was inspired by a true story. Close plays the long-suffering mom of a heroin addict, played by Kunis, who makes multiple agonizing attempts at sobriety. The cast is fine, but the film is a one-note affair that lacks a dramatic arc. 4 Good Days is well-intentioned, but an excruciating watch. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!